Thank you, beloved. Thank you for this beautiful retreat. I have been resting somewhere deep inside. It has been wonderful. There is a question in my mind about change. I feel I need to do some changes in my everyday life. It is my working situation. The city I live in and also relationship that I would like to make more soft and slow. But I'm afraid that this wanting change is just coming from the mind. I hear you say you have to stand up for it. But I also hear you say you can't do it. It happens. In my ears, it sounds like opposites. Can you please put some light on this? Thank you. Thank you for everything. With love, Dasha. I feel I need to do some changes in my everyday life, you say. Your whole life is your everyday life. That is your life. Doesn't need to say everyday life. Every day we live, not till we don't live. Huh? That is your life. Don't make it smaller. It's much more important. You just say every is like not so important. This is your life. It is my working situation, the city I live in, and also relationship that I would like to make more soft and slow. But I'm afraid that this wanting change is just coming from the mind. Where else should it come from? When you are identified with the mind, where else can it come from? It can only come from the mind. Huh? But this is a positive mind. It has some drops of being free, of awareness. Otherwise, the mind is very afraid of any change, to take any decision. The mind never wants to take any decision. That's why it's so wishy-washy. So it can only come from the mind, but it's a mind with some hints of awareness, of remembrance, of being with me, that no, you want some change. You are not satisfied, and that is very good. It's like you have to use the mind to get out of the mind in the beginning. There's no other way. If you are in the mud, you have to first get out. And you can't think about how it is when you're out. No, you are in. That's what I mean when you have to put some effort. It's not easy. You have to put your total energy to get out of the mud, to get out of the mind. When you're out, then these things doesn't come up then. When these things comes up, it means that the mind is there. I'm afraid that this wanting change is just coming from my mind. No, this is what is in front of you, Dasha. This is what is needed. This is how the mind is trying to get away from change. And then you can just sit on your ass, you can just be lazy. Because how can I do anything? Like you say, you can't do it, it happens. I understand your dilemma. That's why I will have to talk about it. But this is the mystery. I hear you say you have to stand up for it, but I also hear you say you can't do it, it happens. Yes, I'm here to drive you crazy. Because only the mind can go crazy. When you are not identified with the mind, you can go crazy. But it sounds like a paradox. You say, in my ears, this sounds like opposites. It sounds like opposites. It sounds like a paradox. But in reality, it's not. They go together. It's like night and day. They look like they're opposite, but they are together, no? Yin and yang. If you focus on just one side, then you will be in unbalanced then. But you haven't explored the other side. No, you can say you have only known the darkness, the confusion, the sleepiness. No, some rays of light is coming into your consciousness. No, you start seeing. Of course you have to change. First you have to change from the darkness to light. Then you have to put all your energy into it. That's what I call the homework. They have an ancient prayer in India, O Lord, bring me from darkness to light. From sleepiness to wakefulness, from death to immortality. You have to first get out of the darkness. Then the first thing is to make it positive, to make it light. Yes, there is a step that goes beyond the opposites. But it can't happen from the unconscious. First you have to have a balance. So it goes together, you know, it's just, it's different stages of consciousness, of your awareness, of your maturity, of your understanding. Because the mind, the ego, and that's what many times it happens, when you just know it's nothing to do, you already did it, then you just don't do anything, you are just lazy. That is very dangerous. You have to first face your situation, you first have to look at yourself. Then it comes a time, what you say, you can't do it, it happens. But that comes after you have done everything. And that you won't understand before you have tried. When you have gone through all these dreams and all these desires and all this confusion, then you start understanding that yourself. But you don't see it if you haven't tried. Then you can think about it, but it will just be a mental understanding. It is like Jesus, no? Jesus Christ, he said, seek and you shall find. Seek and you shall find. Buddha, he says, seek not and you shall find. Stop. Go in. And that's why when anybody listens, it sounds like it's opposite, but it's not. But the difference is that they are talking to different human beings. Their realization is the same, but the understanding of the people that they are talking to doesn't have the same consciousness. Jesus, he talks to just tourists, students, So for those people, he have to say, seek, do everything. Don't leave a single stone unturned. Look like you are on fire. He wanted to bring people on fire because you are so asleep. You don't start moving if I don't put you on fire. That's for how Jesus was working. He was very fire. Buddha had a totally different crowd. Very mature disciples, devotees. People who were totally in tune with him. Then he can say this. Don't do anything. Stop. Just sit there with me. And it will happen. You can't do anything. You have done everything. But that is very dangerous to say in the beginning of the journey. You understand? Can you please put some light on this? Yes, okay. So that is how it is. This, I say both. I understand Jesus, I understand Buddha, you know. But this has been conflict for thousands of years, different schools. They don't understand. That is just the understanding of the enlightened one. He tried to talk where you are. Otherwise you can't understand. Otherwise you won't move at all. But when you are in tune, when he sees that your heart, your being is beating with him, then why do something? And that is the situation of Buddha. He has many, many people who's been traveling with him. He's totally devoted. He has a whole Sangha. They devoted the whole life. For years and years and years they've been with him. Then he can talk a totally different language. No, there's nothing more to seek. What you are seeking is here. Stop. Just fall in tune. Let's sit. Silently. That is the words to the devotees, to the disciples. You can say that to the tourist. They don't understand because they are so much in their mind. So this is exactly what you're asking for. It looks like opposites, but it's not. You say, it's my working situation, the city I live in, and also relationship that I would like to make more soft and slow. But remember, you can only make yourself more soft and slow. Don't think that if you have a partner, you can make him or her more soft and slow. No. Then you're in trouble. First, you have to focus on yourself. And then out of you, and you are getting more in tune, then this will happen. That you don't sell yourself so easily. That you are not so needy. Otherwise, it's very normal people. They wait their whole life. He will change. She will change. No, you focus on yourself. See the fact as it is. And if you want it more soft, and if your partner is not sensitive enough, leave. Don't make a big, dragged out situation. And the same with the living. I have told you every retreat that truth, it will shake you up. Of course, it won't shake you up if you don't listen. Nothing will change. But if it goes in, then it's bound to start changing your life. Because you have come in certain situations asleep. Then you start waking up. Then, of course, you want to change. I don't want it like I was dreaming about. No, I want it real. No? And that will happen again and again. So in that way, you have to do it. You have to stand up for it. You have to stand up for your change. That is what you can do. If you can't even change where you are living and what you're working with and your relationship, how can you then change your inner? It has to be in balance. In my ears, this sounds like opposites. But if you go deeper than just the ears, then you understand. That's good. Because the heart understands. This is how it is. It's not opposites. It's just different rules at different stages of the journey. That's how it is. So if people just talk one language, it can be very confusing. Rumi says, I will hunt for the beloved with all my power and all my strength and all my passion until I know it is futile to look for him. Same thing. You have to show that this is what you want. That you don't get sidetracked. That decision you have to take. Otherwise you can't sit down, oh no, I can't do anything. Yes, you can do something. You can do a lot. He says, how could I know his presence near me without traveling across the world? That is Rumi's experience, and that is my experience also. How could I know his presence near me without traveling across the world? Without risking a long journey? It's not for somebody who wants to play it safe. Truth is hard for your dreams. Or if you have a list to God that I want to do, go very slowly, step by step and very soft. I want to have cushion all the way, cushion all the way. I want, that is my prayer for you, God. No. You have to accept things as they are. It's not for everybody. Beloved, I have been aware that I have been sitting far from you in satsang. I have felt your energy so strongly that I did not want to get too close. What do you mean? I have such a wicked energy or what? That the cooking has been so strong, and maybe I thought I would burn up if I get too close. That is the whole point, Rahi. You know and sting, that's how it is. You even are taking the step, you have moved to Norway. You're coming with me. And still you're trying to keep cool. That was the last chance, no? But today I realize that I want to burn off. But some part of me still resist. But near or far, you are always in my heart. burn me, Master, burn me till there is nothing left of me but a flaming heart, one with yours, one with all, at your divine feet, Rahi. Good. Because the heart is not afraid. And what is real, it cannot be burnt. Only the false can get burnt. That's how they get gold now. First it looks like, all just looks like dirt. And then they burn it, and all everything, all the earth and stones, they disappear, they melt. Only the gold is left, no? What to say about the diamond there, in there, no? No? Okay. No, you're coming closer now? Where's Ayana? Beloved, how good it is to feel your fire burning my face. You see? She enjoying, huh? Your words making me lighter, your gaze throwing me into the wind. So many sensation is leaving my being. So many things coming up. I have laughed, I have cried, I have suffered, and I have felt nothing during these last weeks. Sometimes I'm also scared. I know that I have to face and truly face many things. And steadiness is not being such a close friend of mine. I have to push myself all the time to be totally present. One day in the forest, I had a strong experience, and it was as if it was happened just in a glimpse of a second. I was reliving experiences from another lifetime. I saw myself as a warrior, fighting for my people and my land, and I saw myself as a disciple of a goddess or so, fighting for my beliefs. After all this, I was left with gratitude and laughter, realizing what a good life I'm living now. I don't need to fight for the land. This body is a good enough house. I don't need to fight for my beliefs. I am longing for not having any beliefs. Oh, my beloved, how good it is to be at your feet, a life water with the purest honey of existence. There is no battle, there is just a jump into trust, into love, into gratitude. I'm getting drowned by your presence, beloved. One day I read something from your beloved Osho. He said, don't be content easily. Those who remain content easily remain small. I couldn't understand it very easily, but at the same time, this sentence has been coming back to me again and again. Could you say something about this, my master? A million times, thank you for making me such a good mess. Thank you for introducing me to life. I love you, sweet beloved. As in a dream, with my whole body to the ground, I kiss your feet, Ayana. I don't know if you have said it right, what you said, Osho said, but Don't be content easily. Those who remain content easily remain small. It means the same thing. That if you are in the slavery of the mind, of the ego, then you can many times be content with little things. Because you are a beggar. You just want something. That's how people live in all kinds of situations. They get content with little things. They don't have the strength, they don't have the intelligence, they don't have the courage to go for higher things, to go for better things. So this is what he means. Just don't settle for just small things when you can have great things. It's much more to life. That's what he means. It's much more and much more and much more. But people don't know it. But Osho and people like Osho, he goes on reminding you, don't be content so easily, is much more. Those who remain content easily remain small. Then you're just a pygmy then. Just have small things. You're satisfied. You're not realizing that your life, your existence could be in a totally different height, on a totally different level. Much bigger. That's what people like Osho go on reminding you. Don't stop. Don't stop. It's more. That was the last words of the Buddha. Cerveti, cerveti. Move on, move on. Go. It's okay, you can take a break in between, you know, but don't settle down too much, if you're tired. But if Buddha says stopping and just be, remember those people he's talking to, one day they were also seeking. So that is the art of the master, to talk so you understand. If it's time to seek, seek. But if you have been touched, if you have felt the grace, the love, the bliss, the silence, then stop. But that a tourist or a student, he's not integrated. He's still running in his mind. If you're in tune, then whatever the master says, it doesn't shake you up like that, because you have surrendered. If you're just a tourist or a student, then you get very hurt, because you have to protect your own mind. That is the difference. When there is nothing more to protect, what can disturb you then? Only if you have something to hide. Fatiha, how is it going? Yeah? You speak English? French also? Un peu? Oui? Parle français? You speak French also? What the best, French or English? Portuguese? No, Fatiha, you wrote such a long letter. That's why I had to wait. But no, luckily, sometimes it works like that. I just let it wait. And then you're going through all this. He never going to answer. What is this? Then the mind just is acrobatics. No, you wrote, "My sweet Baba, I just want to say thank you for answering me without reading my letter." Very good, you did it. That's how it is. Either you can be grateful or you can be angry. That is the thing. It seems like sometimes the male mind is getting more angry. The female, they are more soft. They know more about patience and love and trust. I just want to say thank you for answering me without reading my letter. Thank you for answering me in so many different ways. Your beautiful energy just keeps healing me, Baba. Now I'm seeing that to keep the balance and not to fall back into the instability of the mind, I have to trust more in myself, in this love inside me, that, and of course to be aware and to be with you. So thank you for helping me to understand a little more of this love, this silence, and to be come available for it, to focus on it and to trust it with all my love. Fatiha. That's why you are here. And when you came, then you came with all that outside, no? That's why it's important to be here sometime. Then you start relaxing and getting more in tune with my energy. And then you start getting insights. Otherwise, to answer some of these letters, some people, they are so good to write letters. But you said even in the first, soon after arriving here, your beautiful energy helped me to understand my problem. That's why I'm here, to give you some light so you can see. I realize that I have been very unstable lately. That's how it is, Fatiha. And everybody is unstable. But you don't see it before you see how it is to be balanced. So when you come here, then again you recognize another side of yourself that is not unbalanced, that is in balance. First time, this just happened by itself. Now you see that you have to become more conscious, you have to take care of it. You have to investigate and look at your own life. What do I do that is preventing me for this? Where do I lose my balance, my energy? Do things that is better for you. Things are fine, but then why am I so unstable? Because everybody is unstable. It's just a habit. And the whole training is to become more stable. That is the whole training. Become more in harmony, more in balance, more stable. Like all the Buddhas are saying, become like a mountain, unshakable. How can you shake a mountain, a Mount Everest? You look like a fool. And you have something inside that is unshakable. You have to find that. Then there is peace. Then you can go into the world and nothing affects you. But up to that moment, practice. Be vigilant. Be on guard. Do the things that helps you to be aware. Like you say, that you're seeing, you have to be aware what you, where you go, who you are with, all these things, no? So the clarity you that comes up in you, Fatiha, take notice so you integrate it when you go back. Because the test is always there. And it's not so easy to be alone. Now I'm seeing that to keep the balance and not to fall back into the instability of the mind. Yeah? Because now you see something else that is stable, that is not the mind. You have to become more steady in that. That the mind cannot influence you. Because the mind always wants to do stupid things. I have to trust more in myself, in this love inside me, and to become more aware and to be with you. You do anything that is helping that. This is what I'm teaching. You have to follow your heart, your own insight. Then this balance will get stronger and stronger. My sweet master, first of all, I want to thank you very much with all my heart for the invitation, for being here in this beautiful communion with your love, walking and feeling the breeze of your land, the place where you come from, beloved. This has a whole special gesture. The mountains and trees are welcoming me. the strength of the river as unequaled, the winds refreshing, and the silence brings light to the heart. Do you allow me a question, beloved? Is it possible? No. Not allowed, any question. Okay. Some things you can't ask. Just do it, no? You do it, you ask, but yeah, you have good manners, no? You ask and then you still do it. What? I have no, no chance. That is not, either you do it then, or give me, you allow me to ask a question, then that should be it. Then I should answer you. Yes. Then you're right. Is it possible to keep a relationship when the partner is not on the path towards the meeting with oneness and with oneself? I'm asking myself why I am not being able to keep the relationship. Last time we talked about this subject, you told me to have patience and compassion for him. I'm trying, but I'm tired. I'm leaking too much energy because of this relationship. This is a relationship or a marriage? But maybe I told you to have patience and compassion for him. That you should always have patience and compassion. But that doesn't necessarily mean that you should stay in a relationship or in the marriage with him. That's not what I meant. You know, you misunderstood. That is in the old way. You can have compassion and understanding and break up in a beautiful way like friends and do it like that. It doesn't mean that you should be there if it's finished. And if you are tired and leaking too much energy, that's not what I meant, to have patience and compassion and then stay with for the rest of your life. No, I don't want you to suffer, no. I always tell you, stand up for the truth, stand up for your heart. And if this is your realization, that you are tired, it's taking too much energy, you are leaking too much, no need to be there. This says, this is clear. You ask if it's possible to keep a relationship when the partner is not on the path towards the meeting with one. Of course it's possible. Everything is possible. Look at all these crazy marriages. But if it's fun, if it's nice, if it's loved, I don't know these things. You have to be truthful to yourself, no? You have to see how it is. It's the same thing, Eshal. Does he understand English? Yeah? That when truth always challenges you to listen to truth or follow truth or follow your heart. So if you got married or find a relationship 10 years, 20 years ago, 5 years ago, and in that time, you were totally different. No, you have changed. You have different values. You have different insights. You have different realizations. No, life is totally different. So this is the dilemma with many people, with you now. You have gone far beyond. You have different interests. Maybe when you got married, you have the same interest. You have to be truthful. Don't live in the past. And anyway, relationship should be something more like a friendship, because most people, they just feel a physical attraction, some passion. That can never last. The deeper the connection, the more it can last. But who can just be in silence together? Not even try, but you just fall into silence. It's very nourishing. You don't need to talk so much. You have a similar interest. This is more a sharing, becomes more a friendship. Very few people know about that. My feelings are confused. I don't know anymore where are the old dreams, the old pleasures. No, because now you have new pleasures now, higher pleasures. Then you get confused. Everything is very different. I am different. My heart shows me the path of freedom, of quietness, and I seek a depth in the relationship, which I don't find there. And it's been difficult for him too. Yeah, because you have a longing to meet on a different level, more heart to heart. But maybe he can't meet you there. So then is the problem. So then it's also been difficult for him. This is how it is, and the relationships or the marriages, that is a good experience, no? Life experience. Because that's how you learn, to go through the dreams. Otherwise, I can say how things are, but you don't know, you have to try it. You have to do it. You have to see how much energy and how disappointed. You have to see things and learn what is most important. Where do you want to meet? And that changes when you change. I feel that I try to escape the discomfort of displeasing people, the discomfort of being sad for what I'm seeing. Don't be sad, I shall be happy. No, you can see. But I know your dilemma, because you seeing, but you are in the middle of the old. Here, do you feel sad here? With me? With us? No. What do you feel? What do you feel, Ishad? Grace. Yeah, easy. That's what I'm saying. So stand up for that. This is your truth. What do you choose? Grace or discomfort? That's a big difference. Discomfort, sadness, or grace. That is a huge difference. This is the fact. This is what you have to take decision. It's your life. You are different now than when you went into the marriage or the relationship. But still the old mind is coming to make you sad for what you are seeing, and that you try to escape the discomfort of displeasing people. What about you? You are here to take care of yourself. That's all you can do. Just tell the truth like it is. That is the whole thing you have to do. Not to please or displease other people, but just to be true to yourself. So easy, and the whole thing get evaporated. Why should everybody go around pleasing or displeasing other people? Why can't you just be at peace and pleased with yourself? If everybody had been pleased with themselves, what's the problem? No, instead you just beg us and you're playing these games. And then, of course, when you start getting more real, it is very displeasing and it is very discomfort and it is to be very sad because you see what you have been doing. You see where you are. You have to pull out of that. See the things as they are, not how they should be out of an idea. And people always been hurt by truth. That's what I meant most probably last time also. That you do it in a beautiful way. Share it from your heart, the situation. You know, be patient, be loving, but stand up for your truth. This is how it is. And then truth will love you even more and give you more freedom and more grace. I know that everything is coming from you, beloved. It's grace. It's grace and blessings and love. If there is something that I need to hear, please tell me. I'm surrendered to existence, to you. At your feet, very grateful for everything. Yours, Excel. P.S. Reading this letter again, I realize how difficult it is to let go of our stories. Very important. And that's why people are still living in their little stories, because it's so difficult to get out of them. But when you see it, then already half the battle is won. You see the situation. Trust your own realization, your own insight, your own intelligence. And you have even felt this, the difference between sadness and discomfort and grace. What more do you want? Come here. You seeing everything as it is, Asher. No, follow your own insight, no? And be happy. Okay? Nothing can go wrong. You follow the truth, you follow your own realization, no? This is how you integrate that insight. You have to stand up for it. She doesn't look too sad, no? This is very good insight. You're intelligent, Esha. You realize how difficult it is to let go of our stories. I'm trying to sustain what no longer exists. But I bring with me the fondness and gratitude for all that I have lived. Very beautiful. But the old marriage and relationship, that was just more a contract and misery and begging and attachment out there. Real love, real marriage is more a relaxation, a joy, a sharing. Not a begging. Not an attachment, but the freedom and understanding. But that can only come from the inside. That can only come when you celebrate yourself, not thinking that the other one is going to make you happy. That is mature marriage. That is very difficult to come by. But like you say, all the things you have gone through, that is also important, no? Because that's how we learn. And maybe it's very good to suffer some really bad marriages on the way. Because then at least you learn. You don't want that again, but oh, it's good. Everything is good. Nothing is bad. Just move on. Take it for the experience. When you don't see, then you can end up in any situation because you're asleep. That's how most of the world is, all societies, all relationships. Because you don't see deeper. When you first have a touch of something more deep, of the heart, of grace, then you want to follow that then. Nobody can fool you because you know how it is to be silent, to be loving, to find that peace, to find that grace. Then nothing is missing then. Beloved Baba, your look transforms me. It feeds my soul and heart. My mind can't follow it. I have found a place where words can't reach. Beloved, it's so good when the clouds disappear and I feel you. It's so good to see the dark side and accept it without judgments. It's so good to sit at your feet in surrender. Thank you. Thank you for this wonderful life. Thank you for guiding me, for giving me courage, and for pouring your energy over me. I'm yours, beloved. Use me as you like, with much love and gratitude. At your feet, Janani. The first time in Norway, no? You finished with your studies and everything? So now I can use you as I like? You're mine now? Very good. Welcome. I like it when people are clear. You know, I trust people, so when people say something, this is how it is. Some people, they make problems, they say things. And then they don't mean it, no? Then it's a problem. I don't know, though, if I can use you, but it's okay. You just stay there and be available, no? That's the thing, that's the beautiful thing. Beloved, I am a happy and grateful heart at your feet. I love to be here in Norway again. Thank you for this beautiful time. I love you. Yours, Kaltaro. Kaltaro, where's Kaltaro? How is the big city life in São Paulo? Is it working out?
Yeah?
Yeah?
Yes, for this year.
And then? I knew it. Yeah, I couldn't tell you before. You have to, that's what you have to figure it out. This is a nice balance, no, from São Paulo, no? That's what I think, at least have balance. If you live in São Paulo, you come, And then, after there, yeah. Then come back to Birka. Then you appreciate it even more, no? And Anandini, she's sick, I heard.
Now she's getting better. She has
a bad cough. Yeah? Give her my love, no? We are the forest dwellers and the beach bombs. Aum Shanti.